感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
刚才在隐士的弟兄和我们交通，主在变化山上。
As our brother was just sharing with us how the Lord was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那么门徒只见耶稣不见。
The disciples saw Christ and Christ alone.
今天早晨在饼杯的时候，有祷告说。
Before the table, someone was praying.
在饼杯面前，我们只见耶稣。
So before the table, we saw only Christ, no one else.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
愿意我们来先读两处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading two scriptures.
约翰福音第十七章第三节。
Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音第六章二十九节。
Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 29.
耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Let us have further word of prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢赞美你，你是如此的恩待了我们。
Lord, how we thank you and praise you because you are so gracious to us.
我们靠着主的救恩，我们得被称为神的儿女。
It is by your salvation we can be calledChildren of God.
我们今天就愿意一同在这里来仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
Today we're willing to come here and look up to Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们的眼目单单地注视你。
Our eyes want to be single and that we can gaze upon you.
当我们看见我们的主的时候，我们的生命就被改变。
As we see our Lord, our life will be changed.
就像你所应许我们的，我们就会更多地像你。
As you have promised us that we will be more like you.
我们就把下面的时间再来仰望在恩主的手里。
Give the following time into your gracious hands.
向我们说话。
And you speak to us.
儿女静听。
And your children listen.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 主很恩待我们，我们在过去几年的这个周五的查经的聚会里面和我们弟兄姊妹一起来读圣经。
The Lord had been very gracious to us as in the past many years we have a Bible study on Friday nights with brothers and sisters that we have searched the scriptures.
我们一起读了摩西五经。
We have read through
旧约的摩西五经、历史书和先知书。
We have read through the books of Moses, the history books, and also the books of prophets.
愿意借这一点时间，我们把我们在读经中我们所领受的和弟兄姊妹有一点分享。
I want to use this time to share with you what we have learned and gained from this from Bible study.
我们第一个也是最大的领受和感动，就是正像主在复活以后门徒对多马所说的，我们已经看见主了。
And what we have gained the most is just as disciples told Thomas after Jesus resurrected.Saying we have seen the Lord.
也真是我们感谢主，就像我们也能有这样的经历，就像腓力对拿但业所说的。
And we also have the experience as Philip when he found Nathaniel.
这是在约翰福音一章四十五节，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And that was found in John.Chapter 1, verse 25, Philip told Nathanael. 125? Philip told Nathanael that we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph.
我们的弟兄在我们开始我们查经聚会的时候就给了我们一个中心的经节。
And as we began our Bible study, the Lord gave us one central verse.
其实是两个
And indeed, there were two verses.
一个是主的话说，给我做见证的就是这经。
And one is the word of the Lord saying, you search the scriptures, it is these that testify about me.
我们知道圣经是为主耶稣做见证。
And we know the whole book of the Bible is testifying Jesus.
那么在启示录中，启示录第十九章第十节。
And in the book of Revelation in chapter 19, in verse 10, it says,
预言中的灵异乃是为基督做见证。
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
那么我们在这几年我们一同来读这个旧约的时候，
In these past few years as we read through the Old Testament,
我们真是看见当我们在旧约中读到人事物的时候，我们就看见了主耶稣基督自己。
We saw as we read about different things and people and events in the Old Testament,We read about Christ himself.
我们读到神对亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你的后裔得福的时候。
We read how God told Abraham, in your seed all the nations will be blessed.
我们知道那后裔就是基督。
And we knew it was talking about Christ.
我们读到雅各梦见天梯的时候。
As we read about Jacob who had a dream about that ladder in heaven.
我们知道这天梯神的使者上去下来在人子。
And we knew in John it says the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
当我们读到麦基洗德为亚伯兰祝福的时候，
When we read Melchizedek when he blessed Abraham,
我们知道主耶稣正是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
And we knew Christ is a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
我们读到出埃及记，我们读到摩西的时候，神应许摩西说，神启示摩西说，主神要从你们中间兴起一位先知像我。
In Deuteronomy, when we read, Moses said, the Lord God will raise up a prophet me among you.
那么，在使徒行传中，我们知道说，这就是主差遣所预定给你们的耶稣基督降临。
And in Acts, it's reported, this is the Lord.Who sent Jesus the Christ that was appointed for you.
当我们在读到亚伦被神分别为圣来供祭司职分的时候，
When we read that Aaron was to be consecrated to him that he may minister as priest.
我们看见耶稣基督正是这位升入高天君荣的大祭司，他是神的儿子，是蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。
We also saw Jesus who is the great high priest who has passed through the heavensAnd he is called by God, even as Aaron was.
当我们读到逾越节羔羊的时候，
As we read the Lamb of the Passover,
我们知道逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
We know the Passover Lamb who was Christ has already been sacrificed.
当我们读到在旷野里神降下玛拿的时候，
And when the Lord sent manna in the desert,
我们知道主耶稣自己的话说，他就是生命的粮，是从天上降下来。赐生命给世界的。
And Jesus said in his own words that I am the bread of life.
当我们读到以色列民在旷野中喝到从磐石来出水来喝的时候，
And as we read about how the Israelites drank from the rock,
我们知道所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，就是基督。
We know what they were drinking was from a spiritual rock that followed him, which is the Christ.
当我们读到神对大卫立约的时候，
As we read about the covenant that God had with David,
神说，我必坚定你的国位直到永远，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
God said, I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever, that I will be a father to him and he will be a son to me.
我们看见这是神的儿子基督的宝座和国度直到永远。
And we saw that this is the kingdom and the throne of the Son of God, that is Christ Jesus himself.
当我们读到圣殿的时候，
As we read about the temple,
因为圣殿是用那大而宝贵的石头为根基的。
And the house of God was built by these great stones, costly stones, to lay the foundation.
我们知道，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
We know today that the firm foundation is already laid, which is Christ Jesus himself.
此外没有别的根基。
And there is no other foundation.
当我们读到以赛亚书的时候，
As we read in the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚，我们知道有人 就是他最多的启示了神的儿子耶稣基督。
You know, people say Isaiah has revealed Christ the most out of all the prophets.
有人甚至说以赛亚书就是以赛亚福音。
Some people even say the book of Isaiah is the gospel of Isaiah.
当以赛亚里说到，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
When he said, "Behold, the virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call him Emmanuel."
我们知道以马内利就是我们的主耶稣基督，神与我们同在。
And we know Jesus Christ Himself is Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us.
当我们在以赛亚书里面读到主的诞生的时候
，in the book of Isaiah, we continue to read the birth of Christ.
因为说到有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
A child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace.
那么我们知道，这就应验在新约的时候，路加福音说，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And the prophecy was fulfilled when it was said that today in the city of David there had been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
当我们读到以赛亚书五十三章整章的时候，说到主的死。
As we read through the entire chapter of 53 in Isaiah, it talks about the death of Christ.
第七节说，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
In verse 7 it says, like a lamb that's led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away.
那么在新约的使徒行传里我们知道，那么那位安提阿伯的太监就是读到这个经节的时候，腓力受到圣灵的启示，就从这段经节上开始对他传讲主耶稣。
And we knew as we read in the book of Acts when the Ethiopian eunuch he read exactly this scripture and that's when the Holy Spirit opened the mouth of Philip and explained the scripture to him and preached Jesus.
当我们读到耶利米书的时候，耶利米预言道，是大卫的苗裔，耶和华是我们的义。
When we read the book of Jeremiah, it says the righteous branch of David will spring forth, that the Lord is our righteousness.
我们看见是主耶稣基督，是神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And now we see it was God who made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we may become righteousness of God in him.
当我们读到以西结书，以西结预言说，宝座形象以上仿佛有人的形状，就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
And the book of Ezekiel recorded upon the likeness of the throne there was a likeness as the appearance of a man upon it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah.
我们知道这是我们主耶稣基督的荣耀的形象。
And we know this is the glorious appearance of our Lord Jesus.
因为他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Because he is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature.
当我们读到但以理书的时候，先知但以理预言说，有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度的时候。
And in the book of Daniel, the prophet saw that one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven.He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom.
那么我们知道，这位人子就是我们的主耶稣。
And we know this Son of Man is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣自己的话说，你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
As Jesus said with his own words, that you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Father.Coming on the clouds of heaven.
当我们读到约拿书的时候，约拿在鱼腹中三日三夜。
And we read Jonah how he was in the stomach of the fish, three days and three nights.
我们知道，而主耶稣人子也要这样 三日三夜在地里。
We know the Son of Man will also be likewise, be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights.
当我们读到弥迦书的时候，我们读到说主生在伯利恒。
Micah recorded that Jesus, the Lord, will be born in Bethlehem.
那么在新约马太福音里说，基督当生在何处？在犹太的伯利恒。
And Matthew recorded where Christ shall be born. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea.
我们读到撒迦利亚书的时候，说到大卫的苗裔要来建耶和华的殿，掌王权，做祭司。
And in the book of Zechariah, it says there will be a branch. He will branch out from where he is, and he will build the temple of the Lord.
我们知道主耶稣基督是以他自己的身体的殿。
We know our Jesus, his own body is the temple.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子。
And he himself is the great high priest.Who has passed through the heavens, and he is the Son of God.
那么在旧约里面预表主耶稣基督还有很多。
And there are many, many more representations of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
我们真是旧约的时候，我们看见了是主耶稣这位又真又活的神在历史当中。
And as we read through the Old Testament, we saw it was Christ Jesus, this true and living God, walking through the entire history.
这个历史就是他的历史。
And this history is his history.
就是他的故事。
It's his story.
就是 his
story. It's his story.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，出于他。
Because all things are from him and through him and to him.
关于读圣经，施柏克弟兄有一个总结。
And about reading the Bible, Brother Austin Sparks has a conclusion.
施柏克弟兄说，基督是全部圣经的解释，要明白圣经必须先认识基督。主耶稣是无限丰富的，当圣灵将主耶稣向我们启示的时候，圣经就成了活的书。
He said Christ is the interpretation of all the Bible. To know Christ is to understand the Bible. The Lord Jesus can never be exhausted.As the Holy Spirit reveals the Lord Jesus to us, the Bible is always more alive.
因为人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
As Jesus says, he who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我们第二点所领受的是，我们不是靠着肉身的眼睛，凭着外貌，凭着肉体来认识。
And secondly, what we received that we do not know Christ according to the flesh.
因为而我们是在新造的生命里靠着圣灵的启示来认识我们的主。
But rather we're in a new creation. It is by the revelation of the Holy Spirit we can come to know the Lord.
只有在当主呼召了以呼召呼唤了他们以后，空坟墓前的玛利亚和尼马鲁斯路上的那两个门徒才真正认识了。
It was only by the calling of the Lord that Mary can saw and knew the Lord before the empty tomb. And it was only by the calling that the two disciples on the way to Emmaus can see him and experience the risen Lord.
在圣灵的启示里面，我们看见在主前590年，在加巴鲁河边被掳做奴工的以西结，他看见了这个荣耀。
It is by the Holy Spirit that Ezekiel by the river of Chebar 593 years before Christ he saw this Lord
主后90年在拔摩海岛上约翰使徒约翰所看见的也是同一位荣耀
and it was the same Lord that was seen by John 90 years after his death on the Isle of Patmos
神是不偏待人
The Lord has shows no partiality.
不论是没有学问的小民彼得约翰
either for John or Peter who were uneducated and untrained
还是曾经在加玛列门下受教的法利赛人保罗
or for chief of Pharisee Paul who was educated under Gamaliel
都可以成为神所使用传讲主耶稣的器皿
they can all be trained and to be made into a vessel preach Christ.
历史历代多少圣徒见证了我们认识主明白神的话是靠着圣灵的启示。
How many saints throughout the generations have all testified that what we can know from the Lord and how we can experience himself, it's all from the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
不在乎人的文化教育学历地位。
It is not about your culture or education background or your position.
也不靠人的头脑。
It is not by our own intelligence or by our own knowledge.
只在乎在主面前的信心谦卑。
It is about our faith before the Lord, our humility and our obedience.
我们在这几年的我们一起来读经交通的时候，我们也同样。
Through these few years, as we fellowship about the scripture, as we search the scripture, we have the same experience.
我们有一些弟兄姊妹好像没有受过很高的教育。
There are some brothers and sisters among us as if they haven't been educated completely.
也好像
in the high standard.
没有很高的学位。
So they do not have high degrees.
但是他们有那主活的生命交通出来的时候，我们大家就都得了这样。
But in them there is a living life of Christ Himself, and when Christ is manifested through them, we have all received fullness.
第三点，我们领受的是，我们读了旧约的历史。
And thirdly, as we read through the history in the Old Testament,
包括先知书
including the book of the prophets.
当我们读到以色列因悖逆刚硬、犯罪堕落，受神的严厉责备和审判。
When we read the people of Israel, because of their own transgressions and sin and their own rebellion, they were judged and disciplined by the Lord.
他们被亡国被掳，结果是神的见证被失落。
Their kingdom was taken captive by, and they lost the testimony of God.
我们的心何等伤痛。
And our heart was.Hardened and our heart was saddened.
联想到我们自己也常常正像旧约中的这以色列人一样，我们常常失败。
Do we even think to ourselves that we also are like the Israelites in the Old Testament? We often fail.
我们也看地上的教会光景。
And we saw the condition of the church today, how our condition is poor and corrupted, desolate.
我们心里被毁丧。
And our hearts are sunken because of the fact.
但是我们在读待圣经的时候，正像以马忤斯路上的那两个门徒一样。
But when we read the scripture, we're just like the disciples on the way to Emmaus.
我们可以经历主耶稣亲自从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
We can experience how the Lord explained, opened the scripture to them, and explained to them, from the book of Moses to the prophets, all the revelation of Himself.
圣灵把主启示给我们的时候
，As the Holy Spirit reveals Christ to us,
我们的心就火了
，And our heart became burning with fire.
当我们凭着信心，我们能够相信主耶稣基督对门徒所说的话。
And by faith, as we believe the word of Christ as he spoke to his disciples.
摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。
And we know, that all the things that were written about me, about Christ, in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
我们真是知道这样的宝贵的应许，我们有这样的把握的时候
，When we know these precious promises, when we have a confidence,
基督就成了
，And Christ truly become our hope of glory.
主的话又告诉我们说
，And Lord, the word of the Lord also says,
你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
Blessed are your eyes because you.Because they see, blessed are your ears because they hear.
我实在告诉你们，从前有许多的先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见； 要听你们所听的选民。
For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
我们是蒙福。
But we are blessed.
因为圣灵在全本圣经里面启示道成肉身的福音。
Because the Holy Spirit is revealing to us this Christ, who is the Word incarnate throughout the entire Bible.
让我们明白神的奥秘，这万古以来所隐藏的奥秘，今天向我们解明了。这奥秘就是基督。
So that this mystery that has been hidden throughout generations can be revealed to us, that this mystery of God is Christ.
我们蒙福是因为我们活在新约的时代。
We are blessed because we now live in the New Testament.
因为神的家是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣为房角。
The house of God had been built on the foundation, of the apostle and the prophets, and Christ Himself is the cornerstone.
我们蒙福是因为这位掌管万有的主借着圣灵，今天已经住在。
And we are blessed because this Lord who holds all creations now lives in us by the Holy Spirit.
是我们。
And He has become our life.
什么时候我们能够来，真是放下自己，我们安静的来到主的面前，我们从我们的里面就可以看见。
Whenever we can lay aside ourselves and quietly come in before the Lord in ourselves, in our hearts, in the Spirit, then we can see Him.
为着这莫大的恩典，我们感激。
We thank the Lord for this wonderful grace.
有人跟我交通说那好，你在这个读圣经的时候看见了怎么样呢？
So some people had fellowship with me. Well, it is great that you saw the Lord through reading the Bible. Then, what's next?
我的感动是说，这就是我所得到的最宝贵的。
When they asked me, and what else is there? But I had told them that.From my experience, that this is the most precious that I can ever have gained.
因为主的话说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Because the Lord has said Himself that this is eternal life, to know the only true God, to know Him, Christ, Him, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
如果一定要问我，当看见了主以后，我们应当有什么样更深一步的来思想一下。
If you really have to ask that, what's the next step we have to take after we see Christ?
那么我想起话说。
And I remember the word of the Lord.
多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。
From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and to whom they entrusted much.Of him he will ask all the more.
在旧约的时候，每一个爱神的以色列人，用他们的一生都在那等候，要听见，要看见弥赛亚。
In the Old Testament time, every faithful Israelite spent their entire life waiting and wanting to see the Messiah.
今天，他们没看见，我们看见，我们认识。
And today, what they could not have seen, we have seen.We have even known him.
是圣灵把主耶稣基督清楚地启示给我们。
Thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit clearly revealed Christ to us.
是有一个目的，是要，是主把他自己的见证。
And he reveals Christ for a purpose, that the Lord Jesus wants to entrust his own testimony to us.
我们就当行事为人，与所蒙的恩相称，才不辜负这个。
We need to live and walk in a manner worthy of the grace that we receive.
我们就像我们弟兄和我们交通的。
As our brother shared fellowship with us.
当我们遇见主的时候。
As we meet the Lord.
我们的生命应当就会。
And our life will be changed.
我们就应当走一条不同的路。
And we'll walk in a different way.
那就是主所启示给我们，让我们走的那条。
That is the way of the cross which the Lord has revealed to us.
真是，愿我们更渴慕神的话。
We have a deeper desire and a thirst for His words.
也更渴慕从神的话当中能够遇见主自己。
We, as we read the Word of God, we meet Him more and more.
我们渴慕主的话，不是为着知识。
And we thirst for His Word not because we want to gain more knowledge.
甚至从某种意义上讲，甚至不是为了理会。
Even not for understanding in some sense of the word.
因为不是用我们的头脑，用我们的魂来领会。
Because we cannot receive Him with our mind, we cannot receive Him with our soul.
而是为生命。
But it is for life that we read His words.
为着让主的生命可以更多的从我们里面活出来。
That the life of Christ can live out from us even more.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord show more grace to us.
不仅我们自己能够务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
Not only that we will acknowledge the Lord, let us press on to acknowledge Him.
更将我们所遇见、所经历的这位赐生命的主，能够宣扬给万民。
But also that we can proclaim and preach about Christ Jesus, whom we have met personally.
忠心于主大使命。
We will be faithful to His great commission.
让主在他的教会当中的旨意得以成就。
That His purpose for His church can be accomplished.
让一切的荣耀归给我们的主。
So that all glory can be given unto our Lord our God. That's concludes my sharing.
Robert,
we'll give the time to Brother Robert. We thank our brother for his fellowship.
在这里，在分享之前呢，先做个广告。
I want to make an advertisement before I begin my sharing.
看我们弟兄读旧约读了，把我们旧约从创世纪一直到最后撒加利亚书、马拉基书都给我们做了一个总结。
As you saw the PowerPoint that he had given a conclusion of the entire Old Testament from Genesis to the Book of Malachi.
欢迎弟兄们礼拜五晚上可以一起来与我们查经。
We welcome all brothers and sisters to come on Friday night and study the Bible with us.
你要读完旧约的话，大概要九年的时间。
It will take us the way we progress. It will take us about 9 years to finish the entire Old Testament.
我们读新约的话，大概是5年。
And it's about 5 years for us to study through the New Testament.
我们14年可以把圣经读完。
So in 14 years, you can finish the whole Bible.
我们可以和弟兄姐妹一起来读神的话。
We can come and read the word of God with all the brothers and sisters.
因为在这本圣经里面，我们要见到基督。
Because in the Bible we will see Christ.
我们要认识基督，我们才能够读得懂这本圣经。
If you want to understand the Bible, you have to know Christ.
体验基督从我们个人的救主，从我们的主，从我们的王。
May the Lord be our personal Savior and our personal King and Lord.
感谢主。
Thank Him.
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹的交通的，我们先开始读几处的经文。
Let us also begin with a few scriptures.
我们读马太福音第五章。
We'll read from Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章从13节到第16节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 will read from verse 13 to 16.
马太福音第五章第十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。
Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
你们是世上的光。照成在山上是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. The city on the hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all those who are in the house.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为。便将荣耀归于你们在天上的父。
And let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
我们接受经节，经节在约翰福音第十五章。
Second verse is found in the Gospel of John, verse 15.
Chapter 15. 约翰福音第十五章。
Gospel of John, chapter 15.
我们读从第一节读到第六节。
Read from verse 1-6.
约翰福音十五章第一节：我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the vine dresser.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来丢在火里烧了。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather him and cast him in the fire, and they are burned.
我们在最后一次经文在约翰福音十四章。
And lastly, John chapter 14.
十四章二十一节。
Verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who has my commandment and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him.Will disclose myself to him.
我们做个祷告。
Let us have further words of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主，实在是何等的恩典！今天早上我们还有人能够去习，能够来到你的面前。
What tremendous grace we receive that we can come before you with a breath.
求主再来向我们心里说话。
May you continue to speak to our hearts.
你的话再来洁净我们。
May your heart will cleanse us.
那我们也能够常常的住在你的里面。
Your word, we can be cleansed, that we can abide in you.
我们离了你，我们什么都不能做。
For apart from you, we can do nothing.
感谢赞美主，用这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We can praise you, Lord. We hear our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天早上在擘饼的时候，有弟兄姐妹们祷告到，我们行事为人，当你所蒙的恩相称。
This morning before the table, some brother and sister prayed that we should walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
刚才弟兄分享的时候也讲到，我们行事为人，当你所蒙的恩相称。
And our brother also shared in his message that we should walk and live in a manner worthy of the grace we receive.
今天我要跟大家分享的，在马太福音第五章所讲到的。
What I want to share with you is.Found in Matthew chapter 5.
那这里说，你们是世上的盐。
It says, you are the salt of the earth.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
这个就是说到我们行事为人，当以所蒙的恩相称。
And it talks about we should live and walk in the manner worthy of the grace we receive.
因为我们常常听人说，我们在世上，我们要做光，我们要做盐。
We have often heard that we need to be the salt and the light.
可是演讲的弟兄就纠正我们说，我们不是做光，也不是做盐。
But some other brothers has corrected us, saying we're not being the salt or the light.
因为光跟盐是做不出来的。
We're not pretend to be salt or light because you cannot make it yourself.
我们是光，我们是盐。
That we are salt and we are light.
一般人家都说光和盐。
Some people say salt and light.
Light
or light and salt.
可是呢，圣经先讲说我是盐。
But the Bible gives us in the order that we are salt first.
然后再讲说你们是光。
And then it says you are the light of the world.
什么是盐呢？
What is salt?
我们盐大家都知道，这盐是什么东西？
We all know what salt is.
我们大家天天都在吃盐。
Every day we eat salt.
可是有的人呢，那个雪茄蛋糕盐不能吃太多。
But sometimes some people cannot eat too much salt because of health, blood pressure, high blood pressure.
那我们知道盐的第一个功用呢，盐就是防腐。
We know the first use of salt is that it's a preservative.
在古时候。
In the ancient time,
人就知道用盐来保存食物。
People already knew to preserve food by salt.
这个盐呢，是实在是我们所必须也不能缺乏。
And we have to have salt. It's necessity.
这个盐呢，在它的功用，除了防腐之外呢，另外一个功用呢，就是在食品学上叫成味。
Not only it's a preservative, but in the matter of food science, it manifests manifests flavors.
这个成味就是把味道表现出来。
Meaning it will manifest the flavor of other food.
耶伯呢，他说：“物淡而无盐，岂可吃啊？”
Job said in chapter 6, "Can something tasteless be eaten without salt?"
约伯早在几千年就知道说吃东西要加点盐。
Even few thousand years ago, Job knew that when you eat something, you need to add some salt.
这盐呢很奇妙。
It is wonderful.
它是隐藏的。
It is hidden. The salt is hidden.
它加一点点呢，就是可以把别的味道就表现出来。
But when you add a little bit of salt, it manifests the flavor of all the other food.
我们煮汤我们都很清楚。
And we know when we make a pot of soup.
特别是那种海鲜汤。
Especially those seafood soup.
要加点盐。
You need to add some salt.
如果你不加盐的话，那个海鲜的味道都吃不出来。
If you don't add some salt, you cannot taste the seafood.
是很奇妙的，这个盐说，哎呀，这加了一点点吃不出我的味道，我就加一大把。
But some people say, I cannot taste much of the salt, now I'll add a lot.
就太咸了。
Then it became too salty.
那很奇妙，大家喜欢加盐，可是又不吃到，不喜欢吃到盐的味道。
Isn't that marvelous? People want to add some salt, but you do not want to taste the salt.
所以它这个特性实在是隐藏的。
So the nature of salt is hidden.
它不求自己的益处。
It is not seek itself.
它是要来叫人得生命，来造就人。
It comes for man to gain life, be built up.
它这个成味呢，就是来造就人。
So that is what means that it manifests flavor, so that you can build up another.
因为呢，我到现在还没有人说这个盐好好吃啊。
I have never met one person to say, "Oh, this salt tastes so good."
可是呢，我们在做东西，我们加盐，但加蛋做蛋糕也要加点盐。
But when you cook, you have to add some salt. Even when you make a cake, you have to add salt.
我从姐妹那边拿到一个做蛋糕的那个 recipe.
I got a recipe from a sister.A cake recipe from a sister.
它里面没有盐。
And there was no salt in it.
我就是给它加点盐。
So I need to added some salt myself.
这个 secret ingredient 一加，大家都说好吃。
And when I add the secret ingredient, everyone said it's a great cake.
哎呦，这个盐很奇怪，很奇妙。
It is marvelous.
如果我们读化学的，我们知道这个盐它的元素是什么？它只有两个元素。
If you know chemistry, then you know the elements in salt.
它就是氯化钠。
It's a sodium chloride.
就是氯跟钠两个元素。
It's sodium and chloride.
那这两个元素呢，要你吃出甜的话呢，它一定要分离。
If you want to taste the,
你要吃到它的味道，氯和钠一定要分开。
If you want to taste its the flavor, the sodium and chloride has to be separated.
所以让我们看到说，这个是要一个破碎。
We see that there is a brokenness.
才能够彰显这个盐的味道。
So that the flavor of salt can be tasted.
这实在是很奇妙。
Isn't that marvelous?
这神的创造实在是何等奇妙。
It's marvelous to see the creation of God.
这个盐就神就创造了这个盐。
But God created this salt.
科学家花了老半天发现是氯化钠。
And it took centuries for scientists to find out this is sodium chloride.
所以我们这个神说我们是盐。
But the Lord told us that we are salt.
那盐的功用呢，就是要叫人得生命。
The function of salt is that we can, the man can receive life.
因为在盐里面没有死亡。
Because in salt there is no death.
它是要盛出这个味道出来。
And you can manifest the flavor of others.
彰显别人。
You can manifest others.
造就别人。
You can build up others.
这是盐的功用。
That is the function of salt.
然后在这里马太福音就是说呢，言若失了位，怎么能够叫他在闲？你又无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏。
And he continues to say that if the salt become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot.
我们在讲这个盐怎么会失味呢
？So I think to myself, how can the salt become tasteless?
神说，我们是盐。
The Lord has already said that we are salt.
那我们这个盐是不是淡而无味呢
？Are we tasteless salt?
我们加了很多，我们这种 rubber 做的盐都不咸。
You can add many rubber salts and it's not salty.
所以我们要知道，我们怎么样这个盐呢才能不失味
？And we need to know how can we prevent from being made salt, tasteless.
所以在约翰福音十五章那里讲到。
Here, in John chapter 15, it says,
他说啊，主说啊，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
The Lord says, I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman.
他说，凡属我不结果子的，他就剪去。
And whoever, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he will take away.
他在后面讲到说，被剪去之后呢，就被丢在外面，就枯干了。人死起来呢，就丢在火里，就烧了。
And he says, if it does not bear fruit, he's thrown away as a branch that dries up, and others will gather them and cast them into fire and burn.
所以我们是世上的盐。
So we are the salt of the world.
我们就应该彰显您的功能。
We need to function as salt.
因为神已经拯救了人。
Because God has already saved us.
今天我们成为神的儿女。
Today we're called children of God.
我们做盐就不能失味。
We have to be salt and not become tasteless.
那怎样才能不失味呢
？And how can we prevent from being made
tasteless? 在约翰福音第四章这里说，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。
So John says, "Abide in me, and I in you."
他说，枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
If the branch does not abide in the vine, then he cannot bear fruit himself.
你们若不藏在我里面的话，也是这样子。
If you do not abide in me, it is the same.
因为离开了我，你们什么都不能做。
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
神也感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他常常用他的话来光照我们。
He shines his light by his own words.
我们想想，在有个旧约有个人。
I remember in the Old Testament there is one person.
他是扫罗。
It was Saul.
我们都知道旧约的扫罗。
We know King Saul from the Old Testament.
以色列人呢，当初没有王。
At that time, Israelites did not have a king.
神是他们的王。
God himself is their king.
他们向神求王，求一个地上的王来治理。
But they asked for a king of the earth that would rule over them.
神就答应他，就高了，选了扫罗做他们的王。
And God answered them by anointing Saul as their king.
那神，撒母耳高了扫罗之后呢？
After Samuel anointed Saul as the king,
神呢就借着撒母耳呢给了扫罗一个命令。
And God gave a commandment to Saul through Samuel.
约他七天后在基甲来献祭。
God asked him to sacrifice at Gilgal 7 days later.
可是要等撒母耳来献祭。
But you have to wait for Samuel to come and make the sacrifice. Because Samuel is the priest.
在古时候只有祭司才可以献祭。
And only priest can offer sacrifice.
可是扫罗在基甲等了七天之后，他没有看到撒母耳。
But Saul waited for 7 days in Gilgal, and he did not see Samuel.
他就自己献祭了。
So he offered the sacrifice himself.
然后扫罗到了。
But then right after his sacrifice, Samuel came.
撒母耳到了，对不起，撒母耳到了。
Samuel arrived right after the sacrifice.
扫罗就说：“哎呀，我等你等了七天，你都不来，我就自己献祭了。”
So Saul says, "I waited for you for 7 days, and you did not show up, so I did it myself."
那扫罗啊，撒母耳怎么对扫罗说呢
？You remember what Samuel said to Saul?
他说：“你做了糊涂事。
”That you have acted foolishly.
没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。
You did not keep the commandment of the Lord your God.
若遵守，耶和华必在以列人中坚定你的国位，直到永远。
For if you have obeyed the commandment.Then the Lord will have established your kingdom over Israel forever.
他说，因为你不遵守我的命令。
But because you did not follow my commandments.
现在你的王位必不长久。
Now your kingdom shall not endure.
所以耶和华就找了大卫来替代扫罗。
So after that, the Lord sought out for himself a man after his own heart, that is David.
所以我们 要怎么样不失味呢
？So how can we be prevent from being tasteless？
我们要常常住在主的里面。
And we need to abide in the Lord。
我们要遵守他的命令。
We need to obey His commandments。
顺从他的命令。
To follow His commandments。
因为在马太福音，在约翰福音说到，有了我的命令又遵守的人，这人就是爱人。
Because in the Gospel of John it says, "He who has my commandments and obeys, he is the one who loves me."
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们听了主的话。
We hear His words.
我们就要来遵行。
And we need to follow it.
我们当遵他话而行。
We need to obey His word and walk accordingly.
那下面呢，继续讲到说，你们是世上的光。
And He continues to say that you are the light of the world.
感谢主，我们是这个光。
We thank the Lord we are light.
这个光呢叫人看见。
And this light causes men to see.
如果我们现在把灯都关掉，
If I turn all the light off,
外面的窗帘太阳也没有了，
I cover all the blinds and the sun goes away,
我们什么都看不见，
then we can't see anything.
可是当光一来，
But as soon as the light enters,
我们不是看到光，
we do not see the light,
我们看到大家，
but we see everyone else.
所以光呢好像也是隐藏在这个里面。
So it's as if this light is hidden in itself.
可是它又是彰显。
But it manifests.
它把大家给彰显出来。
It manifests those it shines light upon.
因为我们没有光，我们就在黑暗里面。
Because if we are not, we do not have light, then we walk in darkness.
我们就不能看见。
And we cannot see.
并不代表说东西不存在。
It does not mean that the things do not exist.
只是我们没有光。看不见。
It's just that without light, you cannot see them.
就像我们没有光，我们就不认识我们的神。
It's like without light, we cannot know our God.
我们就看不见神的爱。
And we cannot see the love of God.
我们的大家都有那个，今年没有 hurricane.
And this year we did not meet any, have any hurricane.
我记得几年前那个 hurricane 家里停电又漏水。
I remember a few years ago when the hurricane came.We lost all power and our roof was leaking.
我们只能点那个烛光。
We can only light a candle.
烛光是很 romantic 的。
Candle light is very romantic.
可是不太亮。
But it's not very bright.
那我们希望我们平常点的电灯。
We were wishing for the light, the electric light that we had.
我们就可以光的强度多大，我们看的距离就有多远。
The stronger the light is, the farther we can see.
就是如果是太阳光的话，就让我们看到这个远远的高山。
If it is sunlight, then we can see mountains from far away.
如果晚上你点个烛光，什么都看不到。
But if you only have a candlelight, then you cannot see very far.
就看到你自己。
You can only see yourself.
所以我们也要常常思想，我们这个光大概有多亮。
So we sometimes need to ponder how bright are we.
我们是那个烛光呢？
Are we candlelight?
还是那个叫做 nightlight?
Or are we nightlight?
只有两烛光而已。
It's only a little bit candlelight.
还是我们是一百烛光的大灯泡。
Or are we a hundred lumen, hundred watt light bulbs?
可是神说我们是光。
But the Lord told us that we are light.
神不要我们只做一百烛光的大灯泡。
He does not want us just to be a hundred watt light bulb.
更不愿我们只是那小小的烛光。
Nor does He want us to be a little candlelight.
神要我们像他一样，像那日光。
He wants us to be like him, righteousness as the noonday sun.
因为神说，凡事都不要发怨言，起争论。
Because he says, do not murmur about anything.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪。
So that you will be blameless.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
In this crooked generation, that you will be the son and children of God.
你们显在这世代，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
And you will be as light to this world, revealing the way of light.
叫我在基督的日子好夸，我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
That in the day of Christ, I may boast that I did not run in vain.
神，这是在神在我们每个人身上的心意。
And truly, this is the desire of God in us, in each one of us.
神无瑕疵的儿女。
And we need to be children that's blameless.
在这世代中，好像那明光照耀。
As light brightly shining in this world.
我们感谢主，这是神对我们的心意。
And that is His will, His desire towards us.
今天我们在神的面前也是在好好的审查自己。
Today before God, we need to examine ourselves.
多少时候我们走在自己的道路上
？How often we walk in our own ways?
叫圣灵在我们里面担忧。
And the Holy Spirit is grieved in that within us.
我上礼拜出差。
Last week I went on a business trip.
我到 Massachusetts， 在纽约那边。
I went to New York and Massachusetts.
那我礼拜四在开车从那个旅馆到机场的路上。
And on Thursday, I was driving from my hotel to the airport.
那时候因为我知道礼拜天要分享。
And I knew I need to share on Sunday.
所以我在想说，我怎么样来分享呢
？So I was thinking, how should I share with my message?
那个我从 hotel 到机场大概有40英里。
And there was about 40 miles from my hotel to the airport, and took me about an hour to drive.
那第一段路呢是在 Highway 91，大概要开40分钟。
So the first leg of the trip was on Highway 91, and it took me about 40 minutes.
然后再转几个 highway 就到机场。
And then a couple more highways transfer, and I will be at the airport.
那我在开的时候
，So as I was driving,
我的 GPS 讲话了。
My GPS started talking to me.
那我就想到，哎。这个 GPS 啊，平常不讲话的。
I thought, oh, this GPS does not normally is silent.
如果你开对路的话
，If you're driving on the right track,
你走错路了，它就会就讲话了。
But then when you make a wrong turn, it will start speaking.
还有是说在岔路的时候，它会讲话。
Or when it comes to intersection, it will speak.
如果你真的是走错了
，If you truly made the wrong turn,
它会说 ，If possible, make a U-turn.
He'll say, if possible, make a U-turn.
可能的话，马上回转。
If possible, U-turn.
所以我就想到，这好像就是那圣灵的微小的声音，也常常在告诉我们。
And I thought this is almost like the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
当我们走在正道上的时候，他就安安静静的。
As we're walking on the right path, he's very quiet.
到岔路的时候，他就来跟我们讲，向右，向左。
When we come to an intersection, he will tell us to go to the left or the right.
那我们如果硬着景象就走错了。
But if we have stiff neck and then we walk the wrong way,
他叫我们就 U-turn, 赶快回来。
He will tell us U-turn immediately.
因为你不 U-turn 的话，你都不知道到哪去了。
Because if you don't U-turn, then you don't know which direction you're going.
达不到我们的目标。
And you will not reach your destination.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是世上的盐，我们是世上的光。
We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
我们没有办法自己。靠着自己来走这条路。
By ourselves, we cannot walk on this path.
可是感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
借着耶稣的血。
It is by the precious blood of Christ.
他为我们开了这条又新又活的路。
He has inaugurated this new and living way.
今天我们能够来到这至圣所。
Today we can come unto the holiest of holy.
有耶稣基督做我们那慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Christ Jesus is our faithful and high priest.
来带我们走这条路。
And He is leading us on this way.
我们实在要常常。顺从那恩膏的教训。
We need to follow and obey the leading of the anointing.
那是真的。
It's the true anointing.
那最后讲到说，那个造成在山上呢是不能隐藏的。
At the end, it says, "A city on the hill cannot be hidden."
人点灯呢，不放在斗底下，是放在灯堂上，灯台上是要照亮一家的人。
And nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but put on the lampstand, so that it gives light to all those in the house.
这句话告诉我们，我们是世上的光。
It tells us we are the light of the world.
我们做光就要有光的功能。
And we need to function as a light.
这光呢是不能隐藏的。
This light cannot be hidden.
就像有这个宝贝这样的瓦器。
Just as we have a treasure in these vessels.
我们这个宝贝呢是为要彰显这神莫大的能力，是出于神。
The treasure is from God, is to manifest the great power of God on high.
但是唯有我们这个瓦器破碎
But only when this vessel is broken
才能彰显神的荣光
Then the treasure can be manifested
才能为主来做见证
Then only then can we testify for the Lord
就像盐一样盐也是要先破碎才能彰显它的味道
It's a salt when, Only when the elements are broken apart it can be, have taste
我们这个瓦器只有破碎才能来为神做见证
And these vessels onlyWe broken and we make, become a testimony for him.
感谢主他这样的常常来提醒我们。
We thank the Lord, he continues to remind us.
在哥罗西书呢第四章有一段话。
In Colossians chapter 4, there is a verse.
在哥罗西书第四章。
In Colossians chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒。
Devote yourself to prayer. Keep alert.
在第还有在第五节。
And then continue in verse 5.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与人交往。
Verse 5. Conduct yourself with wisdom towards outsiders.
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就知道怎样来回答个人。
Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt.
保罗在这里给哥罗西教会一个最后的劝勉。
And here Paul gave the church in Colossae one last exhortation.
因为保罗在哥罗西书里面呢。把神的心意，永远的心意，向哥罗西的教会来说了。
In the letter to Colossians, he had revealed to the church the eternal purpose of God.
今天也同样的，那我们看到神永远的心意就在基督里面。
In the same way, today we have already seen that the eternal purpose of God is in Christ.
说到基督是教会的头。
It says Christ is the head of the church.
所以他最后的劝勉就是让我们在世上当有怎么样的生活。
So his last exhortation is to show us how we should live in this world.
我们怎么样活出那是光是盐的生活？
How we can live out the life of the salt, of the light.
因为这实在是神在我们每个儿女的心意。
Because this is truly his desire for every child of God.
我们也知道，现在活着不再是我，是基督在我们里面。
We also know that today we live, it is not we who live, but Christ lives in us.
所以他这里劝勉呢，哥罗西的教会呢，弟兄姐妹呢，第一个呢，要恒切的祷告。
So his first exhortation is that devote yourself to prayer.
我们实在是常常来到主的面前，我们将神的心意摆在我们祷告里面。
So often we need to come before the Lord and remember His desire in our prayers.
而且这个祷告要恒切。
And we need to devote ourselves to prayer.
一个恒切祷告的人，绝对是不会失位。
One who devotes himself in prayers will not become tasteless.
因为他常常的就住在神的里面。
Because he continues to abide in Christ.
第二点讲到警醒。
Secondly, he talks about to keep alert.
因为现今的世代实在是邪恶。
Because the generation is corrupted.
仇敌像那吼叫的狮子，要寻找可吞吃的。
The enemy is like a roaring lion, looking to devour anyone that can be taken.
提醒我们要警醒，等候他的来。
He reminds us, alerts us, alarms us that we need to keep alert in waiting for his coming.
我们的盐才不失味，我们的光才能照亮别人。
Only if we can keep alert, then our light, our salt will not be tasteless. The light can shine on others.
最后要感恩，这里提到要感恩。
And then it says, keep alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书那边说到，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, it says to pray and to give thanks, you know, to rejoice always, to pray unceasingly, to give thanks in all things.
在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
给我们一个生活的秘诀。
He has given us a secret to life.
怎么样在生活上来彰显我们是盐，我们是光。
He shows us how.We can manifest being a salt and a light in our living. In all things, we can give thanks. And we need to treasure the, redeem the time.
摩西说，我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
Moses says, for all our days have declined in your fury, we have finished our years like a sigh.
我们度过的日子好像一声叹息。
All the days that have been passed were like a sigh.
我们每个人年纪长一点都有这个经验。
Especially those who are a little more elder in life, you have such an experience.
一声叹息就已经现在这个样子了。
You only made one sigh and you're like what you are now.
我们实在是求神教我们怎么样数算自己的日子。
May the Lord teach us to count our days.
好叫我们能得着那智慧的心。
So that we can gain a heart of wisdom.
来认识那爱我们的主。
So that we can know the Lord who loves us.
因为他在我们每个人的身上都能够得到那当得的荣耀。
May he receive the glory that is due him from each one of us.
最后这一句话说，你们言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和。
Paul says, "Let your speech always be with grace, as though with salt."
就可知道怎样回答各人。
So that you will know how you should respond to each other.
这个大家一定要记住。
And you need to remember this.
我们是光，我们是盐。
We all need to remember this, that we are salt and light.
我们说话要加点盐。
Whenever we speak, we need to be seasoned with salt.
不要加太多了。
Do not season it with too much salt.
我们在旧约呢，在利未记那边，素祭都是要加盐的。
In the Old Testament, you read the, all the grain offerings need to add salt.
因为那个加盐呢，因为素祭是代表基督的生命。
Because the grain offering manifests the life of Christ.
所以我们献给基督的是要有味道的。
What we can offer to Christ needs to be tasteful.
所以我们在讲话上真是要彼此劝勉。
So in our speech, we need to exhort one another.
多少时候我们的难处是我们这个讲话。
So often our difficulty comes from our speech.
这个原味尚存。
And we still have our own flavors.
加点盐把它 preserve 一下。
You need to add some salt and preserve.
我们实在是在此和弟兄姐妹彼此的劝勉。
So that we can exhort and encourage one another.
也是一个提醒。
And also it's a reminder for one another.
我们是光，我们是盐。
That we are light and salt.
你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So shall your light be shined upon men.
叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So they will see your good works, and they will give glory to God the Father in heaven. Thank the Lord.